All right, so Sean Biddle, tell me about the new fire station grant that you guys got.
Well, we're really excited here at Cortez Fire. We just were awarded the $2 million DOLA grant for a new headquarters station that will be located on Washington Street, actually in the parking lot of our current Station 1. The actual station will be a $4.5 million project and will answer a lot of our needs, both as a fire district and also as a community. We'll have more training room. We'll have better facilities for our firefighters to sleep in that will be safe and up to code. Our old station did a really great job. It's been a great building for us. But as it ages, it's kind of coming on to the chronic problems, and we're having some mold issues, and there's several things. Because of the age of the building, it doesn't meet current code. So it's not safe for our firefighters, and it's also not safe for the citizens who may want to access the station. We've got really steep stairs. We don't have a lot of handicap accessible ways to get to the second floor. So it's not only going to be good for the district and for the community, but also for the region, because we'll be able to host larger fire trainings for the regional fire service. So it's going to be a great, great thing for everybody.
Hmm. What are you most looking forward to with that?
You know, for me, it's really about the safety of the of our firefighters who, you know, put their lives on the line every day. I mean, there's going to be better separation for diesel exhaust, diesel systems to get those harmful fumes out. They're very carcinogenic. You know, they're very bad for your health. And being able to have a place where every citizen that lives in the Cortez Fire District can come and see every part of the fire station. You know, I think in public service, we are, especially in the fire service, we are about community. And to have a building that is inaccessible to some of our customers, our citizens, it's not a good situation to be in.
Hmm. What's the timeline on this new building construction?
We are underway right now, full speed ahead, and we're hoping to be able to break down as soon as it thaws out in the spring.
Wow. So the design and everything is all set?
Yeah, we've got the initial design, and the architects now are actually putting the final details in the drawings.
Cool. So that's going to be on the corner or the where the current fire station is, right?
Well, the current fire station is at 30 North Ash.
Okay.
And we're actually going to be, the new station will actually open up to Washington and North Street.
Okay, so that's behind where the current fire station is.
Correct.
So I have one last question about this.
Yep, I know what it is.
You know what it is?
There will not be a pole.
Okay.
It's going to be a single-story fire station, so it'll be safer for all of our firefighters so they don't have to slide down poles or run downstairs. And also, it'll be more access to all of our customers.
Okay. That sounds like maybe a better idea. How'd you know I was going to ask that question?
That's what everybody asks.
Really?
Yeah.
How many times do you think people have asked you that question?
Oh, my gosh. Thousands of times. In St. Louis, where I'm from, all of our fire stations there have fire poles. And a lot of the stations have 3, 4, and 5 fire poles per station. And people say, do you still use the fire poles? It's like, yes.
So are they going obsolete?
You know, I think it's more about usability of the fire station. So in today's time, we're more concerned about making it an all needs or an all access building where everybody can utilize the building and you know, have that access. So the only time you'll see a two-story fire station in today's time, I think, is when real estate is limited.
Hmm.
So when you're in the more urban metro areas. But if you've got the square footage available, most people are building the single story.
I see. What do you think it is about a fire pole that so many people are attracted to?
You know, I think it's just kind of, it's like American tradition. I mean, you know, you think fire station, you think red fire trucks, and you think fire poles. You know, Dalmatians, it's, you know, it's all a part of the culture of the fire service.
Do you guys have Dalmatians?
We do not.
Okay. But you will have a new fire station.
But we will have a new fire station. Maybe we'll get a new Dalmatian with the new fire station.
Who knows? That's Sean Biddle. He's the assistant fire chief for the Cortez Fire Protection District. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.